Country Club FM.
How goes it? Today's Bob Almanac. It's middle of the week, Wednesday. We were debating earlier, does Wednesday have a feel?
Yeah, I think it does.
You know, as you get older, you lose some of that feeling, too. It's all about nerve endings.
Well, yeah.
You have trouble, you know, you got your neuropathy going on,
I think,
and you don't have much of a feel anymore.
I think
for
it
anything,
does.
Let alone days. Today is Wednesday, June 8th, 159th day of the year. 206 left to go.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1869, Eve McAfee of Chicago. It's our patent of the day. Eve McAfee patented the suction vacuum.
Wow. That's impressive.
Floors just got a whole lot cleaner.
Yep. Rugs.
With the suction vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of laminate in our house. We use, we've got the, we have vacuums. I've got the Kirby.
Sure.
That's for carpet, but you can use that on laminate and hardwood and linoleum.
Yeah.
Then we got some of these Dysons, these rechargeable ones. They were pricey.
Do they work pretty good, though?
They work great.
They do.
I think they're worth the money.
Okay.
They're lightweight. They're rechargeable. Easy to dispose of the refuse, the dust, and the dirt. And, you know, you got, if you got animals, you get the hair.
Right.
Gets the hair out to places. Lots of attachments, Neil. I don't know if Eve McAfee realized what he was inventing and patenting back in 1869.
It has
as far as how the... You remember the old vacuums where they put water in? It was called the Rainbow. That was a door-to-door sales, just like the Kirby. That was a door-to-door sales vacuum as well. I had an aunt or an aunt who had one, and you had water in it. There was water in the bottom of it, and you could see the dirt in the water. That was kind of the appeal.
Huh.
And then you could make soup later. You could, yummy.
<Yes.
laughs>
Oh, boy.
So that was this date, 1869, our patent of the day. First parking meter. This is our invention of the day. Another revenue stream for cities, counties, municipalities, Neil.
Yep.
Just think what the people
Brilliant.
Thought. When they first started charging for parking, people could, I don't think they were happy.
I don't
How
think
could
so.
They be happy? I mean, they've done it for free all this time. You know, automobiles have been around for a few decades by that point, and now they were charging you to park.
Yeah, I don't remember, you know, in Gunsmoke, they pulled up to the Miss Kitty's saloon and parked their horse. There were no meters there.
Yeah. What do they call that thing where they tie the horse to? Hitching post?
Hitching post.
Yeah.
There you go.
$5 for the hitching post. Didn't people used to get in a shootout who used the hitching post? If there's too many people there. Like, say, let's say the saloon was extra busy that night. Who gets to use the hitching post if they're not enough? It's not like they had parking ramps.
Nope.
Hey, Milton Berle this day, kind of a big deal.
Mr. TV.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing television's number one star, the man America discovered, Milton Berle.
Milton Berle hosted the Texaco Star Theater for the first time. This intro is from a few years later. He had not yet become Mr. Television. This might be from 1949. Yeah, it's from 49. So
okay.
It didn't take him long to become Mr. Television.
No.
Thank you. They stood up. Thank you, and good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
He's dressed as Christopher Columbus.
Please don't laugh. Columbus, 1492.
That'd be very controversial today.
Yes.
Milton Berle hosting the Texaco Star Theater, and the Texaco Star Singers there introduced him on NBC. The debut of that show.
Funny man.
Became so big that businesses would shut down when that show was on because nobody was coming. It didn't matter.
Wow.
And the crime went way down when Milton Berle was on television. That's the kind of command and the kind of audience that he had.
Impressive.
In the 40s and 50s. 1949.
Bangkok, Oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
Can you have a show without Yul Brynner?
I don't believe
it's so. It's not a show.
No, it's really not.
So Siam changed its name to Thailand on this date. So, Thailand. You know, we've got our friend Thailand Tim.
Yes.
Contributor, always stops by during the state fair. If it was still Siam, he'd be Siam Sam.
Right.
Or Siam Sunny or something else that would be an alliteration. Thailand became Thailand on this day. No more Siam. Mm-hmm. The King of Siam, 1949. 1968, this date in London.
Did George Snide check in here?
Checked in on the 28th of May. He stayed until the morning of the 5th of June.
Do you know where he went on the morning of the 5th of June?
I believe he went to the air terminal. He asked me to get him a taxi, and I rang for a minicab.
So that's a woman that worked at a hotel in London, and she said, was it George Shide? That was the alias of James Earl Ray,
right.
Who was in London at the time.
He was on the run.
And they got him. They captured him. Prime suspect in the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and that was the state that James Earl Ray, and he escaped again later on.
He was elusive.
Prison. He was. I don't know if he had superpowers or what, but if he could become invisible or phase through walls, but he was. He found ways to just disappear at times, but I think they would always get him.
They did.
Yeah. That was in 68. In 1969, New York Yankees retired Mickey Mantle's number, and that number was...
Seven
Costanza. You're serious?
Yeah. It's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl. Especially a girl. Or a boy.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't like the name?
It's not a name. It's a number.
I know. It's Mickey Mantle's number. So not only is it an all-around beautiful name, it is also a living tribute.
It's awful. I hate it.
Well, that's the name.
I'm pretty sure that George promised the widow Mantle that he would name his firstborn Seven. So, yeah, the number Seven. And then it was funny.
That's a great bit.
It was. And then in Jerry's apartment later, he just named Mug Costanza. He was just going around in his apartment giving names. Mug Costanza.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, Mickey Mantle, number Seven. How many numbers have the Yankees retired? Oh.
Yeah,
they're it's gonna, a bunch of them.
Yeah, they're going to start running into.
I don't know if any single digits are single digits even available.
I don't think so. No.
If you become a new Yankee and you sign on,
no,
for big money, of course.
Right.
That's why they got guys that are like 50s and 60s, a lot more than a lot of the other teams.
Sure.
1982, our president Ronald Reagan was in London. He was at British Parliament saying things.
The elements of Western policies toward the Soviet Union. To safeguard our interests and protect the peace. What I'm describing now is a plan and a hope for the long term. The march of freedom and democracy, which will leave Marxism-Leninism on the ash heap of history as it has left other tyrannies, which stifle the freedom and muzzle the self-expression of the people.
That's Ronald Reagan.
So good.
Hoping to leave Marxism on the ash heap.
Yeah.
There are other people who are trying to keep it alive.
Yep.
But that was Ronald Reagan. I don't think we've had a better speaker.
No.
As a president. Maybe before or since.
He and JFK were my favorite. Yeah. Still listen to them speak.
Definitely. This date in 84.
Ghosts.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
They're real.
You do? You have?
They're here.
Climb into the Ecto-1. Mobilize.
Right.
It's time to bust some ghosts.
They did it.
And that was 1984. The original Ghostbusters. Heck of a movie. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson. Don't forget him.
Oh, yeah. Good show, for sure. Good movie.
And I haven't seen the new one.
Nope.
The Afterlife. And I don't know, what am I doing? Why haven't I seen it?
I don't know.
I keep asking by that. I know. I don't know why I haven't gotten around to it. I'm sure it's available streaming somewhere. But the Ghostbusters, 1984. How about the state, 1987? You know, the Iran-Contra hearings were going on.
You kept a record of those calls that needed to be returned when messages were left. And do you know where those logs are today?
They were shredded.
In November of 1986.
Yes.
And we'll get to that later.
I'm pretty sure that later on she got a job at a dairy where she could shred cheese. If you need any kind of shredding, you're going to call Fawn Hall. She did the shredding for Oliver North.
Right.
She was the super shredder.
Shredding fool there. Yeah, she could do it.
Yeah.
I want her.
There was this date that she testified that she had shred.
Give her a block of cheddar and watch her go.
Hey, there's nothing better than shredded cheddar. Oh. Say that fast a couple of times. Mm. And are you a mild cheddar or do you need to go sharp cheddar or medium?
At least medium.
Depends on what we're cooking.
Right.
Now, we had medium that we put into the those biscuits that we brought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To your event,
yes.
You know, with the sausage and
yes.
the Bisquick and the cheese.
Yes.
And I said, you know, I think we should go with a sharp cheddar because then that flavor really comes out.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if we went with super sharp or if it was medium, how sharp it was. But it was at least on the meter towards the sharp side.
Okay.
So
well, we're
be
good.
Aware of that.
Yeah.
And then be aware of this, too.
Albania.
Nice.
Albania. You border on the Adriatic. Your land is mostly mountainous. And your chief export is chrome.
Sam is so lost.
Right.
Ted Danson did a great job in that scene, being lost. It's been about a month since we've done that, so it was time to bring out Albania because Albanian President Ilir Meta canceled the nationwide local elections and constitutional crisis after the opposition refuses to participate until Prime Minister Edi Rama resigns. So a lot of drama in Albania, and I'm glad we still have drama in Albania, even to this date. That was just 3 years ago, so we can use that bit.
Right. Without that bit, you know, at least
there would be no almanac
on a bi-monthly right. basis.
Oh, yeah. Almanac quiz, by the way.
Almanac quiz. Well,
almanac
oh,
quiz.
By all means.
Stay tuned.
And National Geographic has named the Southern Ocean as the world's fifth official ocean. The Environmental News Network announced that the decision this week in honor of World Oceans Day earlier last week. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration defines the Southern Ocean as the body of water extending from the coast of Antarctica to the line of latitude at 60 degrees south.
So we got a new ocean on this date a year ago.
I didn't realize
National
that.
National Geographic officially recognized the South Ocean as the world's fifth ocean, joining the Indian, the Arctic, the Atlantic, and the Pacific.
Right.
And kind of, but it was National Geographic. Do they have the authority to just go out and announce a new ocean? You think NOAA or the, you know, some
yeah.
other organization, not a magazine?
Yeah, I think with all due respects, they need a higher power to make it official.
But now that it is official, I guess South Ocean is now they're now eligible for tax increment financing and other federal government help because they're now an official ocean down there.
I guess.
I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back.
This is Nancy Sinatra.
Because I'm in shoo-shoo-shoo.
So good.
Shoo-shoo-shoo.
She's still with us.
Shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo. Sugar Town.
So, Neil, would you be willing to have Nancy Sinatra take you to Sugar Town?
Sugar Town? Yeah. I'd go anywhere with Nancy Sinatra.
82 for her.
Mm-hmm.
Eli's coming.
This is Chuck Nagrin getting us started.
Eli's coming.
I'm pretty sure Corey Wells did most of the lead singing on this song. If Eli's coming, why do you hide your heart, Neil? Is he like that guy in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom where he reaches in and takes it out?
Yeah. That's one reason I'd keep it under wraps.
One of the three lead singers for Three Dog Night, Chuck Nagrin, is 80 today. Boz Scaggs is 78, one of your favorite. I believe you've seen him in concert, Met Stadium maybe.
Yes. His Harbor Lights album was just so good when we were in high school.
A lot of good songs. Started out with the Steve Miller Band.
Yes,
way back.
They went to high school together in San Francisco area.
Neil Freeman, a little behind the music. Boz Scaggs, 78 today. 71 for Bonnie Tyler.
Another fine
it's
singer.
It's a heartache.
Great music, Jim.
Nothing but a heartache.
I have nothing to do with it.
You Yeah.
Hits you when it's too late.
So we had Tom Jones yesterday, who's a Welsh singer. She is also a Welsh singer from Wales. Born in Skewen Neath, Wales. Now, her raspy voice, she's quite famous for it. So when she started singing, she did not have that raspy of a voice. She recorded an album, it was a flop, and then she got nodules on her voice box, her larynx, or whatever. She had to have throat surgery. And the throat surgery made her voice raspy like this. Then they recorded this album with this song on it. That was a pop, and this was a pretty big country hit, too.
Sure.
And then the rest is history for Bonnie Tyler.
Speaking of behind the music, good work there.
Well, that's Casey Kasem. I heard that from Casey Kasem recently. I talk to him. I commune with him like he's a Jedi. He shows up as a ghost in my bedroom.
No.
Because Casey Kasem said, you know, if you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And
right.
He's still providing information to other DJs and radio personalities like myself.
Through long distance
dedication. That's a real long distance dedication there.
Right.
Bonnie Tyler, 71. The guy, it's not Al Gore. It's Tim Berners-Lee, 67 today, invented the World Wide Web.
Oh,
what
sorry,
an annoying
Al.
Sound that is.
That is.
It is. So, happy birthday to him. He's 67.
Excuse me, sir. This party's by invitation only.
Well, the name is Frenchie. And don't be so coupe de ville. Of course I have an invitation. I'm here with Benny. Hey, Benny! High five! High five! High five!
Benny doesn't want anything to do with Frenchie. There's a funny, funny man. Keenan Ivory Wayans. That's from In Living Color.
That was good.
64.
We all got our own funny moves.
Oh, I know who this is.
Hey, red hair.
Yes.
I've got mine.
Simply.
I'll bet you, woman, you got yours too.
That sounds like a good name for a hair coloring.
You better trust in me.
Where all the hair color does is turn your hair red. It's Simply Red.
From Clairol. Here's Simply
Red. Revlon.
Oh, Revlon.
As long as we be together.
I don't know if Revlon does hair products.
They might. First thing came to mind.
So he's the lead singer of Simply Red. Mick Hucknall is 62, and she was the good wife.
Isn't it true?
What's your goal here, Mr. Landry?
Mrs. Florek.
To do your boss's bidding? To embarrass me? Embarrass my husband? To goad me into some emotional public renunciation of him? The relevant question here is whether Peter has a suitable place to go home to. And I am stating under oath that he does.
The tables were turned. It was Juliana Margulies on the other side, and she was going after this attorney, and she set him straight. She's the good wife. She got the going, got famous on ER, Neil.
Yeah.
She's 56, and her rapper of the day is a big one.
Ooh.
Kanye West.
Oh.
45.
And a budding politician.
Budding politician. He likes to do a lot of things. He tries to dabble in other things other than music.
Right.
Is he still together with Kim Kardashian?
No, I think that's a thing of the past.
That has,
sadly.
I don't keep up with them.
Gone, but not forgotten. Neither do I. We have our former First Lady of the day is Ida McKinley.
We have more
Ida
than one?
McKinley. No, just her today. She was married to our 25th president, William McKinley, who I believe was shot, was he not? Unfortunately. Born on this day, 18.
And then they took away the mountain from him, too.
Right.
Not only did he get shot, the mountain's not named after him anymore.
That is rough. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Why do I think of pillars and balconies and stuff? I have no idea if they had anything to do with that type of architecture, but he's the most famous architect that we know. 1867. He was the movie version of the music man, the great singer and actor Robert Preston.
Are you Mr. Dunlop?
Yeah.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend.
Remember the good old days when all the trouble that a town had to worry about was that they had a pool table?
Right. Oh, things have changed.
Certainly they have.
Yes. That is Robert Preston, who was outstanding. He did a few other things, but most known for that. as the Music Man. Comedian George Kirby, he was an impressionist. He did a pretty good John Wayne, as a matter of fact, born on this day, 19. We do have a 23, and we do have another former First Lady of the day.
I thought so.
You were correct. Barbara Bush, married to our 41st President, George H.W. Bush, and the mother to another George. And she was born on this day, 1925. I think one of our favorite comedians and actors is Jerry Stiller.
That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are, Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buna for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
George is he's missing. He could be dead. But all Frank wants to talk about is the Jay Buhner
trade.
And Ken Phelps trade.
Pretty
Ken
good.
Phelps, Ken Phelps.
Ken Phelps, for sure. That was good. All right, that's a very funny man, Jerry Stiller. Now, what about a very funny lady by the name of Joan Rivers?
The plastic surgery. Now, yeah. did you, you don't look exactly like the Joan Rivers I used to know.
No. But I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just scared when I die, I'll get to heaven and God won't recognize
me. Yeah, well.
She was good at deprecating humor.
Was very good. Joan Rivers, can we talk? Born on this day, 1933.
Didn't you date Heidi Abramowitz?
I don't think so.
You should have.
I should have. I wished I would have had Lassie, the dog, acting dog pal. Born on this day, 1940.
Starring June Lockhart.
You know what they did every time, and it's listed here. I'm sure your staff has done the research that every Lassie after Pal was Pal's descendant.
Yes, he fathered all the other Lassies.
But you didn't become a Lassie until you proved that you could save somebody from a well.
Correct. And didn't Tim and the other Lassie...
Timmy.
They always refer to Lassie as girl? And now we
that
find
is
out
true.
Now we find out that it's a male.
Well, even they? Lassie gets misgendered.
Well,
these
they're very shaggy collies. Are you know? It's not always easy.
You're not
to
really searching
out.
And looking and
right.
asking.
Exactly.
Although if there was a dog that could answer what its gender is, it would have been Lassie.
It would have been Lassie. Very sharp. So that was dog was Pal, 1940. Now, Jim, it's TV theme time.
My Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Oh, the old version.
And Don Grady as Robbie.
And that is the guy we're celebrating here. What up today? Don Grady, who
was... That was the real Uncle Charlie, because before you think about William Frawley.
Oh, that's... Oh, Bob. It was William Demarest that said that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Don Grady was Rob, one of the... I guess he would have been the second oldest...
Right.
My Three
there was
Sons.
A Michael.
There was, yeah, who was in just in the black and white. And then, of course, you remember Rob, Chip, and Ernie as the main three.
But
Don Grady, he was also a Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeer, born on this day, 1944. We got one more. He was part of the lip-syncing duo of Milli Vanilli. Rob, how do you say his last name? Paletus?
Paletus. And this is him really singing.
Oh,
rare.
Yes, you know it's true.
Well, now we know why they lip sync.
Hey, the acoustics aren't real good there. Give them a break. 1965.
All right. 1965. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Almanac quiz today. This one should be easy. Chuck Negron from the Three Dog Night Group. 1942. Born this date. He's 80 today. What song from Three Dog Night did we play?
How about that?
Do you even know, Neil? Do you remember? You're thinking. There was quite a pause there. The Waconia Ford Talk text and win line, 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Almanac quiz for Moondance Jam and Country tickets next week. Please only call if you can go and want to go and win tickets.
Right.
Just not to show your knowledge and your fandom of the Almanac.
These are the, for the entire weekend, and there are two of them. It's about a $260 prize.
Certainly. 763-450-0100. What Three Dog Night song did we play for Chuck Negron. Please dial carefully. Also, Neil, please choose carefully here.
I will.
With these songs to kick off a Bobathon, it could be T.G. Shepherd, I Loved Him, Everyone. Mm-hmm. We have Alabama, Fallen Again, or Carlene Carter, I Fell in Love.
Ladies first today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake.